News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The government must recommit to the reduction of speed limits in urban areas after promising to do so in the programme for government. That's the call from the Dublin Commuter Coalition. We're joined now by their public relations officer, Gary Marshall. Gary, what's happening? There was a commitment made to reduce speed limits in urban areas. Is it down to 30 kilometres an hour? Where is it at?
Good morning, Shane. Thanks for having us on. Yeah, there was a plan as part of a wider review of speed limits in a country, given the fact that speed is such a major factor in many traffic collisions. Earlier this year, there was a successful rollout of a change in rural roads. People might be aware that the new default is 60 kilometers per hour. During the summer, there was an expectation that this would also apply in urban roads, a change from 50 to 30. But it seems to have been quietly dropped. The Department of Transport are now saying that they're just going to give advice to councils and that each council in the country make up their own decisions, which is really just kicking the can down the road.
Do we know why this is, why they have kicked the can down the road?
Well, I think you might have the Minister for Transport on later today with Pat Kenny. I'd really urge Pat to put the question to him about why he's dropping the change. It's possibly just to do that they prefer keeping the status quo, want to avoid challenges from people. There's a different makeup in this government now since the law was passed last year, but really, we want to urge people to remember that speed is such a major factor. I mean, if you hit somebody when you're driving at 30 kilometers per hour, that person has a 90% chance of surviving. But if you hit them at 50, they only have a 20% chance of surviving. Mm. So this is such a serious change that the government are just dropping now.
We know studies from cities over Europe demonstrate if you do drop speed limits to 30 kilometres in urban areas, collisions fall by a third, casualties are down by over a third, child casualties drop by nearly half, children, the amount of children killed down by three quarters. Like, they are pretty stark figures that you can't really argue with. Why do you think there is opposition to reducing speed limits?
I think people can just get comfortable and complacent with their status quo and they object to change. And we've seen with many changes, whether if you take, for example, the smoking ban that was brought in, there was huge uproar when that was coming in. But now we just take for granted that that was a good decision. It's saved lives. It's made places safer to work and socialize. It's the same thing. There, people are going to be unhappy with change. That's why you need political will and leadership to bring about change. And that's what it's lacking from the government.
Do you think the absence of the Green Party is a factor in the fact that this hasn't happened?
It's a possibility. I'd hate to think that the makeup of the government now, Fianna Fáil, Fine Gael and the independents, don't care as much about road safety as the previous government. Like, that's the message they're sending out by dropping this now. So I'd like to ask them to reconsider and show they do care, because in the EU, road deaths are dropping all across the EU. Ireland is an outlier where our road deaths are increasing. So it's time that they take serious action here.
Gary Marshall, Public Relations Officer at the Dublin Commuter Coalition. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.